From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is said to be considering having a senior corporate executive succeed Lawrence Summers, who's stepping down as the president's top economic advisor and head of the National Economic Council. Summers will depart at the end of the year to return to Harvard University. The Wall Street Journal reports one possible candidate for the job may be former Xerox chief executive Anne Mulcahy. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the president will speak to a summit on global poverty at the United Nations later today and then to the UN General Assembly tomorrow.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the speech will review what the U.S. has done over the last 20 months to renew American leadership in the world.
He'll also have the ability to look forward and to lay out in broad strokes what the purpose of American leadership is in the world as we continue to promote both peace and security and prosperity, but also democracy and human rights around the world.
Rhodes says Mr. Obama will touch on the global economy, al-Qaeda, nuclear nonproliferation, and Mideast peace. In the president's UN speech last year, Mr. Obama announced what he called a new era of engagement based on mutual interest and mutual respect. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
At least 10 people have been killed and dozens of others injured in Iran today when a bomb exploded among people watching a military parade. A provincial official says Kurdish separatists were likely responsible. A House panel today hears testimony from the owners of two egg farms in Iowa that have been linked to a salmonella outbreak this summer. NPR's Audie Cornish reports one of the owners, Austin Jack DeCoster, says he was horrified to learn that eggs from his farm may have sickened as many as 1,600 people.
His, along with another Iowa business, Hillendale Farms, were part of a recall of nearly half a billion eggs after the salmonella outbreak sickened some 1,500 people around the country. In the Senate, a bill has stalled that would require more inspections of food facilities and give the Food and Drug Administration more power to issue mandatory recalls. Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma is leading the block against the legislation because he says it will add to the deficit. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is criticizing automakers for adding features allowing people to update their Facebook pages or surf the web, albeit hands-free, while driving. Automakers argue that such features are safer than, say, text messaging. But Jennifer Smith, whose mother was killed 2 years ago in a distracted driving crash, disagrees.
It is unacceptable and irresponsible behavior. No text message, no email, and no call while driving is safe.
And Smith says the impact of those lives lost cannot be measured.
The pain of that loss never goes away.
Smith was speaking at a summit on distracted driving in Washington. On Wall Street, stocks have opened modestly higher. The Dow is currently up 24 points at 10,785. The Nasdaq, though, is down a point. This is NPR News from Washington. Russia is hosting an international conference on the future of the Arctic. A senior Kremlin advisor says Russia is optimistic that the UN will approve its claim to vast territories thought to contain reserves of oil, gas, and other resources in the Arctic. But the U.S., Norway, and Canada are also trying to assert control over the region. The BBC's Rajesh Mirchandi says transportation routes are also at stake.
Canada claims control over shipping routes that are opening up as polar ice melts. In particular, the Northwest Passage, an Arctic shortcut from Atlantic to Pacific, could slash journey times. Even though it lies between Canadian-controlled islands, other Arctic countries, including the U.S. and Russia, argue it should be freely accessible to international shipping.
The BBC's Rajesh Mirchandi. The granddaughter of one of the officers of the Titanic says the iceberg collision that caused the luxury liner to sink back in 1912 was caused by a basic steering problem. Larry Miller says 1,500 people died.
Officially, the Titanic was sailing too fast, and its crew didn't see the iceberg until it was too late. However, author Louise Patton says the crew saw it 2 miles away in plenty of time to avoid the collision. But the quartermaster was confused by a new steering system and headed straight for it. After the error was realized, the captain wanted to stop the ship to limit damage, but the chairman of the Titanic's White Star Line ordered him to continue, causing it to quickly sink. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A new survey finds that the most expensive real estate markets in the U.S. are in California, with Newport Beach topping the list. The research by real estate firm Coldwell Banker found that the most affordable homes were in Detroit. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.